Hammer down.
Done.
Number one sports betting podcast show comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby tone.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is fucking going on?
You crazy guy, Bruce.
What is going on?
What happened to the fucking Yankees, Bruce?
Come on, Matt.
Fucking Louis Gill, Bruce.
Come on,
quiet,
Matt.
Quiet bats last night.
Jeez, against fucking the Bass Hound?
Yep, I was hoping for some good vibes for John Sterling. Prayers up to John Sterling.
Prayers up, brother.
Okay, seriously, a huge Yankees legend, the voice of the Yankees. I love listening to games.
There's nothing slapped like a Stantonian blast.
Really. Yep, on the radio. I mean, his new call for Stanton this year was absolutely A+. So, yeah, prayers out to John Sterling. But, yeah, quiet night for the bats.
Sorry, I had to put a guy in timeout for 10 seconds.
What happened?
Oh, no.
He did the, what's your guy's name? The wrong what's up, brother?
Oh, sketch?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, someone in the chat did that version instead of the Rock version or the Max Holloway version.
And you put him in timeout. That's messed up. Sketch is hilarious.
It's not. This program is, you know, a Dwayne Johnson, what's up, brother, program.
Yeah, but both can coexist.
Not in my world.
Not really.
Tony has made it pretty clear that they will not be.
And I wish you much mana, brother.
Thank you.
But I also wish Sketch a great day.
That was sweet. I mean, that was, you clip that, Bruce. You put that, you tweet that out, put it on your Instagram. That's the clip. That's the one for the Hall of Fame, bro.
I feel like I settled that.
You did.
You did, Bruce. You did. All right.
Wish him a great day.
I got fucking trounced on the diamond last night.
What happened, brother?
Well, the Buccos were up 3-0 and then they fucking folded.
Covered first five.
I was on the opposite side of the Padres.
Yeah, I told you.
No, I know, but they were up 3-0. They fucking gave up six, Musgrove, dude. There was a lot of folding last night going on on the diamond.
You know who fucked me over?
Louis Gill.
That too.
No, Louis didn't pitch that bad. It was the Yankees bats that kind of fucked you.
What was the
Reds plus a half?
There it is. I knew it. Fucking sat here and said, you know what? Montas used to fucking pitch against Mariners all the time.
Wait, you picked the Reds?
Oh, yeah.
In that? Oh, wow.
Oh, after I went on that spiel? Of course.
Yeah, because I remember that spiel and being like, man, Gumpy.
It was the right side.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I literally said, I was like, George Kirby's going to pitch well. Montas fucking going to get lit up.
And I was 4-1, but, you know, close only counts and horseshoes and hand grenades. I'm looking for sweeps here, brother.
Starts tonight.
Fucking
starts tonight,
Tony. NHL playoffs.
NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs.
NHL playoffs technically don't start tonight, but
started weeks ago. PK
started months ago. Actually, is what PK started,
brother.
This is what I would like to call the play-in night because all of these guys, the NHL, it's not the playoffs yet. This is the play-in. They got to win these fucking games. It's not the playoffs. They're not in the fucking playoffs yet, Tony. You got to earn the right to be in the playoffs. That's why the Lakers are in the fucking play-in game and not in the actual playoffs.
Yeah,
it's creative.
If you got a way to your god, it's playoffs for me.
Yeah.
Well, these sports, actually, if you win and it's not you win and you're gone. This isn't the NBA, or this isn't the NCAA. This is the NBA. This is a series to four, not to fucking one.
We have a seeing green boost tonight.
I think the seeing green went out the window when Greeny said to rest in the play.
That the Lakers should lose. Yeah.
No, there's got to be something.
There's got to be a seeing green tonight. Okay. We got
EKD's play of the day. LeBron James over 35.5 points plus assists.
Oh,
okay.
Zion Williamson under 24.5.
Don't love that.
And the Lakers to cover 1.5.
It's a public bet. It's a public boost.
You're a public bet, brother.
All right, let's do baseball before we get into the NBA playoffs.
Can we just, I mean, we've already fucking, I'm about done with whatever it is, play-in, playoffs.
You just want to do it?
Yeah, just whatever your picks.
Okay.
I
am on the Pelicans money line.
Yep.
I lean Warriors, but I'm going to stay away from the second game. My only NBA pick tonight will be Pelicans money line.
Give me the old firm Lakers money line, Warriors money line.
Okay.
Prove it to me.
The old firm.
Yep.
Old firm. I'm pretty close. Lakers dominated the Pelicans with AD missing basically the fourth quarter of that game. And if the Lakers lose tonight, I don't think that they're going to beat the Warriors or the Kings, whichever one of those teams loses. I don't think that's going to happen. The team doesn't have the spunk that I'm looking for. I know they won seven out of the last 10.
Spunk. Yeah, but the spunk.
Whatever.
If Lakers lose, are they away no matter what?
No, the Lakers
will be home.
They'll be home no matter what?
Yeah. So I think they still, they stay in New Orleans and they win again and then they go on. So that's like plus 100 or like minus 106, depends on what you're looking at. And then I actually do love the Sacramento Kings getting 2.5. Both of these games, or the last three games. Both of these games are exciting. The last three games between the Warriors and the Kings have been one-point games. Yep. So you might as well just take the extra 3 points there or 2 points, whatever you can get. And I like the Kings because I hate the Warriors. So
Sometimes you bet with your
The Warriors are 12-4 on the road after the All-Star break, and the Kings are just 9-8 at home. I think the experience counts, and I will back the Warriors' money line tonight.
It's gonna be a good game.
Tucked into my PJs by then.
Am I the only one on the Pels?
I'm rooting for you, brother.
Feels like I'm gonna lose then.
I'm rooting for you, brother.
What?
Feels like I'm gonna lose.
What?
Just how it works.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Not.
I mean,
it's not at all.
So this isn't the playoffs?
No,
this is the play-in tournament. Mm.
Semantics, brother.
Is it like the wild? Like, what about the wild card?
Do we listen? The energy is gonna be a little amped. Okay.
Okay. Would you say it's a must-win?
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
I would. Greeny wouldn't.
So how? What are the parameters, though? Is this actually a four-game series? Is that true?
No.
No.
A four-game?
I was like, what? Aren't they? Just one game.
No, you guys are calling it the playoffs. I'm saying that the playoffs don't start until it's a four-game, or it's a 2-4 series, whatever. I was reading.
For those not aware.
This is a one and done. This
not,
is a
one no, game. It's not.
It's a two out of three?
Let me
speak. What is it?
For those not aware of how the NBA play-in works, the 7 and 8 teams, that would be the Pelicans and the Lakers, they play tonight, okay? Whoever wins that game is the 7 seed. Mm-hmm. The loser is not out. That's why it is not a one and done.
Yeah, they just play the winner.
The loser plays the winner of the Warriors and Kings. The winner of that is the 8 seed.
Gotcha.
And we'll take on your Oklahoma City Thunder.
I knew that. Sorry.
You did.
I just got confused.
You did get confused. It's okay. That happens.
4-game series would be sweet, though.
It would be tight. Let's move on to baseball.
Especially with
baseball.
I enjoyed the slate tonight. I got a... It felt like the first day that I've bet. So the first weekday of the year during baseball season where there were some true pitching edges.
Oh, true.
Some true pitching matchup edges, bro.
Wow.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.
Minnesota
just real quick, I like the Rangers live.
Rangers live.
I like the Rangers live. It's the bottom of the eighth. They're plus 140.
You want to host a show today, brother?
They're going to win that thing in extras.
Just before we get off, I do think Austin Reaves does hit the first basket, and I think he's going for a three.
We didn't need that one.
Anybody else want to shoehorn anything in?
Maybe just fucking yell out in the hallway and see.
Minnesota's in Baltimore. Paddock goes against Grayson Rodriguez. I like Baltimore. First five money line, minus 150. Mr. Rodriguez... throwing some pretty good ball so far this year, and I like that matchup.
Sauce got to him, Vit. I like the Orioles as well.
Okay. Yeah, if you like the Orioles yesterday, there's no real reason to get off the bus today.
No, there's not.
I like the Orioles as well.
Okay, all on that side. Colorado at Philly.
Oh, what a
Austin
matchup.
Gomer, who, you know, what was that, a couple years ago, he had a nice little run.
Who broke his arm last night?
Gomer Powell?
No, who?
The guy who was running, pinch running?
Yeah, who was?
Yeah, he fell, broke his arm. Not sure. Suarez definitely has the pitching matchup here. I don't want to lay that much money, though, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Maybe you throw the Phillies in like a money line parlay.
Yeah, like
but
a parlay piece, maybe, Bruce.
Yep.
San Francisco's in Miami. Jordan Hicks goes against Ryan Weathers. I like Jordan Hicks in this matchup. I will take the Giants first five money line -130.
Yep, got me last night. Sign me up again. Giants money line.
Yeah, me too. Same story as the Orioles. Like
boom, boom, boom.
You liked them yesterday. They got an even better pitcher going
today. Okay, brothers.
I kind of like weather. I will be honest. I am a bit of a Weathers fan.
I don't like that we're lining up on all of these dads, brothers. Angels are in Tampa. Jose Soriano goes against Aaron Civale.
He's been lights for the Rays.
And for that reason, I will take the Rays first five money line -130.
Wow.
No for you?
No, I'll join you. Yeah.
Okay.
Lean Rays, but no
okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
What happened last night in that game?
Ooh. Rays and the Angels?
Yeah.
The Rays.
You mean yeah. Sandoval?
Eflin?
And
oh, how did Eflin do?
Eflin?
He's been fighting it a bit.
7-3, Rays. Angels.
Ooh, okay.
Jeez,
Rats. All right.
Angels have been playing decent balls. So I'm a little worried about the pick.
Okay. I'm not. Savali's been light.
That would make me like the Rays a lot more, to be honest.
Okay. Carlos Rodon.
No.
Goes against Yasai Kikuchi. Ooh,
Kikuchi's been good. He's got 2.2.
Yeah, and for that reason. Stupid Yankees bat.
No.
Give me the Blue Jays.
Wow.
First five, -118.
I'll take the Yanks.
Okay.
First five.
Okay.
Plus a half, yeah.
I'm back on the Yanks full. I am worried about the quiet outing last night. But we can't be dropping a series to the Blue Jays. Come on.
No, we're talking fucking
That's sweep. Not who we are.
Talking sweep yesterday, brother.
Cleveland is in Boston.
Oh.
BB goes against Willock. Give me the Sox. First five money line.
Whitlock, brother. Guys, still dealing.
Not that I love Whitlock as much as I hate BB.
What's your issue with
BB? I said it's not so much that I don't mind Whitlock. I don't love Whitlock.
You should. He's a fucking stud. Okay.
Bruce, are you joining us on the Sox?
I'm not.
Okay. Whatever.
Of course, okay. Brother.
If we had a baseball coin, I'd flip it.
The aforementioned Buccos.
What happened here last night?
They covered first five plus half. Or five.
Yeah, they were up, 0-0. And then 3-0, they went up. And I was like, oh, Buccos are cruising. And then the wheels kind of came off. And
yeah.
Mets came back.
That happens at Shitty Field every once in a blue.
Yeah, Jared Jones versus Jose Quintana tonight. Jared Jones is just a swing and miss strikeout machine to start his MLB career. I think the Buccos bounce back tonight. First five.
It's gone.
What's happened?
It's gone.
Is there no plus a half anymore?
It's gone.
It's off the board.
Oh, wait. I got a quick bone to pick. Here we go. I had a parlay with the Mariners first five plus a half. And then I hit the reuse selections button, which you know about if you use the blue book.
Yep.
And then it added all the selections, but with the Mariners flipped to lay in a half. And then I put it in. You can't win any bets that day when that happens to you.
Now, Bucco's first five money line is -118.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Not plus half anymore?
New.
No. Ooh.
Not what I'm seeing.
Mm.
Not bad.
Are you on them?
Yeah, I'm done. Is it scroll? Is there no scroll?
You could potentially scroll.
Fine. Yeah, you head over to the hard drive.
Depends on what color book you're
using. If it's
mint aquamarine.
You can scroll, brother. You can
scroll.
Oh, yeah. You fucking scroll. Let's scroll here, boys.
Why not a little scroll?
Lines, games, specials.
Keep that scroll, baby.
What the fuck?
That's a deep cut.
Where?
Yeah, keep that scroll, baby. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Nice.
First five. Buccos plus a half, -165.
So who says no?
Not me. Sign me up.
KC's in Chicago. Brady Singer goes against Jonathan Cannon, who is a AAA guy. Singer's been pretty good, so you can sign me up for... I got it. KC, now it is a little juicy.
Ooh, what do we got?
It's a little juicy.
Oh, no.
KC first five money lines, -180.
Ooh.
That's right at the threshold, though.
Count me out for that one.
So yesterday, -170, I said it was 30 cents to 50 cents short. What do? They move it 20 cents to -190. I'm still in on it. Probably a parlay piece, but I like the Royals again.
Okay. Where were we at? Okay, Dylan Cease goes against Wade Miley, San Diego in Milwaukee. Yeah, that was just one of those matchups early in the year.
Has Dylan won a game?
Feels like Dylan's fucking found it, brother.
Feels like I
you know, watch this fucking.
No matter what side I pick in that game, it's not going to go well. Yeah, Dylan Cease has been pitching really well.
Yep, sign me up for the dads. I love it. I tell you what, I love this dad.
I'm gonna stay away though.
Yep.
I'm staying away.
Atlanta at Houston. Reynaldo Lopez, who has been fucking dealing, goes against Hunter Brown.
I've been like trying to will Hunter Brown into A status for so long. He's just not that good.
I'll take the Braves first five money line -128 is where I got him at.
Absolutely love what I saw from the Braves last night.
Okay, your boy.
I'm with you guys.
And your boy, Kyle Hendricks, is in Arizona going against Tommy Henry. Would I love to fade the fuck out of Kyle Hendricks? You bet your ass I would.
Oh, fucking
Tommy. But not with Tommy. But not with Tommy Henry. I can't do it. I will stay away.
You're not fading Hendricks?
No, I'm going to sit this
one. What's this about? What happened here? What the fuck?
It didn't feel right tonight.
What?
It didn't feel right tonight. We'll see, though.
Put me down for D-backs. First five money line. -125.
Yeah. Bruce?
Okay.
You fading Hendricks or what?
No, I'm out.
You won't fucking fade him.
Cincy in Seattle. This one feels like San Diego and Milwaukee to me. I can't pick the side in this one. I'll stay away.
Flip me out. Give me Gilbert. Mariners.
You're going against Hunter Green?
And, oh, yeah.
Okay. St. Louis and Oakland. Lance Lynn goes against J.P. Sears. I want nothing of that.
This is the pitching matchup fucking your father told you about growing up.
100% my friend.
Lance Lynn and Sears on a Tuesday night in an empty fucking basement stadium.
Yeah,
put me down for Lance Lynn in the Cards.
It's why we play the game.
Okay? Get in on the fucking Cards and Lance Lynn.
It's why we play the game. Man.
I'm thinking about taking Lance Lynn and Dylan Cease in a parlay. So now give me the Padres and the Cardinals first five money line.
Show some respect to your White Sox brethren.
I mean, I did love them back in the day. God, I miss them.
We don't know who's going for the Dodgers tonight, so I'll stay away.
Yeah, I mean,
they lost last night.
They did. I don't know what happened to
go last night. I thought they had Knack going.
Who?
Knack.
Knack. Yeah. It's about Bobby Miller, actually.
Ooh.
Bobby Miller's going for Dodgers tonight?
Yeah.
Big Bob Miller.
You can get him full game -2.5.
Okay, good.
+115. How much money is Patrick Corbin making right now?
Not enough.
They gave him a bag, right?
Oh, yeah.
Before the World Series. Where was he before? He went to the Nats. He was very
baseball.
He was actually without Patrick Corbin, they don't
Who was he with?
They don't win that World
Series. The D-backs.
He was from the D-backs? Mm-hmm. Oh, Bruce.
So yeah, 4
I'm glad he
fucking 4-2 went. Tigers.
Glad you got that live in. The Tigers. Yep. The Tigers are running rampant.
It's always
live bullet incoming.
It's always good when you lose a 6-leg parlay and like what has it been? 10 minutes? But no, we got the fucking...
Are you included a live bullet in your parlay?
I did, yeah, yeah. I'm spicy, dog.
Yeah, you are spicy, brother.
Spicy, right. Brother.
People can say a lot of things, but they can never say you're not spicy, Bruce.
All right. My picks for tonight. Orioles, first five money line. Giants, first five money line. Rays, first five money line. Blue Jays, first five money line. Red Sox, first five money line. Pirates, first five money line. KC Royals, first five money line. And the Atlanta Braves first five money line.
All first five. Orioles money line, Giants money line, Rays money line, Yankees money line, Red Sox money line, Buccos +0.5, Dad's money line, Braves money line, D-backs money line, Cards money line, Mariners money line.
I got all full gamers here. The Orioles, Giants, Rays, Yankees, Pirates, Royals, Braves, Dodges, Warriors. Ask me what I put and what it pays. I'm not going to tell you.
That's good.
$1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Hockey tonight, there are games that do matter. The Red Wings, obviously, one of them. Caps and Flyers is another one. I really don't like a side in either of those. If I had to play one hockey game tonight, it would be the Canes. -150 in Columbus, but I don't feel great about that either.
Yeah, they're already locked in.
Yeah.
The Isles, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Did win the one hockey by last night, though, so.
What Bruins are?
Bees are -220 against the Sens. I don't love that one.
Okay, Bruins in 60.
Okay.
And then the Panthers are?
-160.
K Cats money line
against Toronto.
And then I like Coovers in 60 because there's still some jockeying there as okay. well. I can't express this enough. Golden, let's win tonight, Vegas.
Come on,
boys.
Let's win tonight.
Come on, boys.
Go, boys.
Come on, boys.
Good luck.
Good luck.
We have anything else?
Champs League tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll take Man City money line at home against Real Madrid. Very scary. Very scary matchup.
Super scary.
They're getting Kyle Walker and John Stones back, though, I believe. And then, you know, I looked at this one for a long time. Arsenal-Bayern, just a tough. Classic matchup.
I mean, Bayern didn't win the fucking Bundesliga for the first time.
This is a big rooting interest for Tottenham to root for Arsenal a bit because then they might be in the Champions League next season.
This is also football heritage. And you know what Harry Kane does?
I know what he
does. Nets him.
He breaks Arsenal hearts.
That's all he lives for.
Give me Bayern Munchen. Draw no bet.
Harry from the spot.
Yep. I think they get it done. Arsenal did not look good against Villa.
Is it Munchen?
Bayern Munchen?
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
It is how
this is how some people pronounce it.
Bayern Munich is another way.
Munich.
Bruce's phrase in France.
Yeah, I just gotta.
I mean,
I am.
He is. USO.
He's not allowed to talk about Croatia for a long
time. Yeah, that's tough, Bruce.
I mean,
I hope you can recover from that. We're gonna need.
I ran it.
We're gonna need you in full garb, like a whole Euros.
I ran it up the flagpole, and it is actually a German last name, so a bit of a head fake there.
I mean,
stop.
Don't.
Just stop.
You're digging. You're digging.
Son. Continue. You're fucking digging.
And she's from Zagreb. You know, we're split people.
Continue.
What?
Continue.
That's all I had.
Okay.
All That's right. just two matches, brother.
Mick, can you send us the fuck out of here?
Yeah, Tony, I've got something for you.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today. LeBron James.
By way
of Dan Orlovsky's Twitter.
Yeah, that's in the first three pages of some book.
Yeah, LeBron did not. Yeah, come dude. Up with that.
No, it's in the last three pages of the book, bro. He reads the whole thing.
It's in the book.
He doesn't. All right, good luck.
God bless.
Ever.
God. God.